Hello. The City of Boston and the Massachusetts Broadband Institute wants to hear from you about your experiences with internet service, access to devices, and digital skills. To make sure we have a fair representation of your area, what is your age?
85.
Hello? 85? All right, perfect. All right, so that would be 85. All right, how would you describe your gender?
Female.
How would you describe your race or ethnicity?
Huh?
Describe your race or ethnicity.
Afro-American.
What is the highest level of schooling that you completed?
High school.
High school? All right.
Who is this?
Oh, I'm calling from the City of Boston and Massachusetts Broadband Institute. We want to hear from you about your experiences with internet service, access to devices, and skills. So which of the following plans do you have currently? Would you say you have a home internet service plan?
A home internet service plan?
Yeah. Or do you have a data plan for a cell phone?
No, I have a home.
All right. So do you have a home internet service plan?
Internet service plan. Yes, I do.
All right. And do you have a data plan specifically for a cell phone?
No.
All right. Which company is your current internet service provider? Would you say it's Starry, NetBlazer, Astound, or formerly known as RCN, Xfinity, Verizon, or another provider?
Another provider.
All right. Would you mind specifying what provider that is?
Where am I with? I don't know right now.
All right, that's totally okay. So how well does your home internet service work? Would you say it's not good enough to meet my needs, or it is good enough to meet my needs?
It's good enough to meet my needs. It just costs too much. Everything costs too much.
Oh, all right. So how would you describe the affordability of your home internet service? Would you say it's very unaffordable, somewhat affordable, or very affordable?
It's unaffordable.
All right. Would that be very unaffordable or somewhat unaffordable?
Well, it's very unaffordable, you know.
All right.
Mm-hmm. The package that you have to get.
All right. How often do you experience each of the following with your home internet connection? How would you say you experience low connection speeds? Would you say you don't experience that frequently at all? Not too frequently, somewhat frequently, or very frequently?
What is that? Not having the internet?
Low connection speeds. It's kind of like when your internet is slow.
Yeah. Well, it's slow a lot because I'm in the neighborhood, so.
All right. So would you say you experience this somewhat frequently or very frequently?
Somewhat frequently.
All right. What about dropped connections?
Sometimes.
All right. So would that be also somewhat frequently or not too frequently?
Yeah, somewhat frequently.
All right. How often would you say you use the internet? Would you say you use it, like, almost all the time, or many times a day, a few times a day, once a day, a few times a week, or, like, once a week
or
less?
Well, sometimes.
All right. So would that be, like, maybe a few times a day, maybe?
Yeah, maybe, but a few times a day.
All right. Which of the following do you regularly use the internet for? Would you say you use it for reading the news, participating in your local community, general internet searching, using social media, finding transportation information, searching and or applying for benefits or resources for you and your family, searching and applying for a job, for work, healthcare or telehealth services, or none of the above?
Just a little bit of everything, you know.
Oh, all right. So
I'm not a job. I'm not looking for no job or anything.
All right. So if you want, I could read the list again, and if you could tell me if you use it for that kind of purpose. So do you use it for reading the news?
Sometimes.
All right. Do you use it for participating in your local community?
Well, I read it for to get information about what's going on in the community.
All right.
What's going on in the city.
Okay. Do you use it for general internet searching?
Sometimes. Sometimes.
Okay. Do you use it for social media?
Yeah, sometimes, and for that.
Okay. Okay. Do you use it for finding transportation information?
Well, I'm sort of hooked up with that already, so I kind of use the same transportation.
All right. Do you use it for searching and or applying for benefits or resources for you and your family?
Well, that's just me.
All right. Do you use it for searching and applying for a job?
No.
All right. Do you use it for work?
No.
Oh, okay. And do you use
it? Work date is over with.
Oh, all right. And do you use it for, like, healthcare or telehealth services?
Well, sometimes.
All right.
Sometimes.
Perfect. So which of the following do you regularly use to access the Internet? And I can read it again if you'd like, each one specifically, and if you could tell me if you use it regularly to access the Internet. So the first one is a business such as a restaurant, cafe, or bookstore.
Yeah, sometimes for that.
A library or a community center?
Sometimes a community center.
Public space such as a park or a government building.
Well, no, I sort of know where most of those are.
All right. What about weekend free Wi-Fi or city free Wi-Fi network?
Yeah.
All right. What about a workplace computer?
No.
School, college, or university?
No.
A friend or family member's home?
Yeah.
All right. How frequently would you say you use the cities of Boston's Wicked Free Wi-Fi network, which allows you to connect to internet for free in public spaces? Would you say it's not at all, or not too frequently, or somewhat frequently, or very frequently?
Not too frequently.
All right. Have you heard about the Affordable Connectivity Program, or also known as ACP, that provides discounted internet service for low-income households?
Yes.
All right. Are you currently enrolled in the Affordable Connectivity Program?
No.
Okay. Does everyone in your household have access to the devices they need to meet their everyday needs for internet use, like computers or smartphones, tablets, or other internet-enabled devices?
No, because I'm the only one that's here.
All right. Which of the following devices do you use to regularly access the internet? Do you use a desktop computer?
Yes.
What about a laptop computer?
Well, I'm just not too computer savvy, so my granddaughter, she comes by here and try to show me and this here and that there.
Oh, all right. All right. What about a tablet or an iPad or similar device?
No, I don't know. I don't have a tablet. Oh.
All right. And what about a cell phone?
Yeah, I have a cell phone.
All right. How confident would you feel using the internet for each of the following? So I'm going to read them on a scale. So I'm going to read you kind of like a short statement. And you could tell me if you feel very confident kind of using this, somewhat confident, not too confident, or not at all confident. And I can read those again if you would like. So the first one is, using the internet for healthcare or telehealth services?
Not too confident.
What about searching and applying for a job?
Well, I don't search and apply for a job, so I don't use it for that.
No. All right. Participating in your local community?
Well, that's okay, yeah.
All right, so you feel, like, somewhat confident using this?
Somewhat confident.
All right. What about transportation information?
Yeah.
Would that also be somewhat, or would it be very
somewhat,
confident?
Somewhat.
All right. Applying for benefits for you and your family?
Yeah, but I think I get the benefits. If I hear about anything or somebody let me know, I might try for it or look into it.
All right. Somewhat confident then, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So what about general internet searching?
Well, sometimes, you're not too easy about putting your information out there because there's so many things going on, you know.
Yeah.
Like people every day or every week or something, somebody's hacking something, so...
Oh.
Or you're not feel too comfortable just putting your information out there. Although it helps yourself to have to put your information out there, but you don't feel comfortable with your bank and different things being put out there because after a while there's some yellow letters, somebody else, everybody's got your stuff out there. So.
All right. So would you say you don't feel too confident or you don't feel confident at all?
No, don't feel too confident.
Oh, all right. Don't feel too confident. All right. Have you ever taken any classes to improve your digital skills?
No.
All right. Would you be interested in digital skills training if it were offered free of charge?
Yeah, I would probably would be.
All right. What kinds of digital skill trainings would you be most interested in? And again, I'm going to read like a short list, and you could tell me if you're interested in this one. So would you be interested in in-person support from a friend or an instructor? In-person support. Mm-hmm. So it's in-person support from a friend or instructor?
Yeah.
All right. What about online classes?
Well, yeah, I don't think I could do too good for that. I'd have to learn something else before I do the online classes.
Okay. What about a do-it-yourself training module?
Well, if it's not that hard, I would try.
All right. And what about in-person classes?
Yeah.
All right. Perfect. So, if you were to take a digital class, or like digital skill classes in person, where would you prefer to take those? And those at a public library near me, or at a community center such as YMCA, or at a council on aging, at a religious center, or at a public school near me?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so which one do you think you would rather take it?
I don't know, a library,
I can use that again, like, and I can go one by one.
Okay.
So it's at a public library near me, and the next one is a community center, such as YMCA.
Mm-hmm. Well, YMCA or either one.
All right. So for this one, you can select all the ones that you would like or you would prefer.
Okay.
So what about
the library?
All right. What about at a community center, such as YMCA?
Okay, that sounds all right.
All right. What about at a council on aging?
Well, if there was one near me that I could get to.
All right. What about at a religious center?
Well, that's okay. It doesn't matter.
All right. And what about at a public school near me?
A public school?
Yes.
Okay, that would be near me?
Yes, like near you.
Yes, yeah.
All right. What kinds of digital skill topics would you be most interested in? And, again, I'm going to read you, like, a short list. So the list goes navigating the Internet, how to create and send an email, how to navigate your cell phone, how to fix issues on a computer, basics of using a computer, Internet safety, using social media, how to use telehealth, how to use...
All those above.
Oh, all right. Well, I can read it one by one if you would like. And just tell me if this one interests you. All right. So the first one is navigating the Internet.
Okay, yes.
How to create and send an email.
That would be good.
How to navigate your cell phone.
Yeah.
How to fix issues on a computer.
I didn't even know what the issues are, so yeah.
All right. Basics of using a computer.
Okay.
So would you be interested in learning that?
Yes.
All right. What about Internet safety?
Yes.
Using
you
social media?
Keep your stuff safe.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Prejudice. Mm-hmm.
All right. What about using social media?
Yeah, I don't do too much of that.
All right. What about how to use telehealth?
Telehealth?
Mm-hmm.
It's
totally okay if this doesn't interest you. You can also just say no.
Mm-hmm.
So, does it interest you?
No.
All right, no worries. What about downloading new software on a computer?
A new software?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if I can ever learn the software now before I can go to the next stage.
All right. And what about how to pay bills online?
Well, I pay, but I don't pay online. I do by phone.
Mm-hmm. All right. So would you be interested in learning how to pay bills online?
Yeah.
All right. So how concerned are you, if at all, about Internet safety? Would you say you're not at all concerned, you're not too concerned, you're somewhat concerned, or you're very concerned?
Well, I'm very concerned when I had to put all my information out there, my bank and,
all right.
Personal information.
Oh, all right. So which of the following are you concerned about? Would you say you're concerned that I or a loved one could be harassed or abused online? Or are you concerned that I or a loved one could get scammed or tricked? Or that my data could get stolen or used without my consent? Or that I could be tracked or surveilled? Or none of these?
I could be tracked. Me or a loved one could, have our information
stolen?
Yes.
All right. So would you say just those two then?
Yeah.
All right. So do you use any tools or resources to stay safe online?
No.
All right. How frequently do you use the City of Boston website? Would you say you use it like never or less than monthly or monthly, a few times a month, weekly or more than weekly?
No.
So would that be like a never maybe?
Yeah.
All right. So now I just have the last few questions. These are just for statistical purposes. So how many people, including yourself, currently live in your household?
Just me.
All right. You live in affordable housing?
Yes.
All right. Would that be like, yes, I live in affordable housing?
Yes.
Well, languages are spoken regularly at home.
Pardon me?
What languages are spoken regularly?
Oh, English.
All right. Just English?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Were you born on the island of Puerto Rico in the mainland United States or in any other country?
No.
So would that no be like you're born in...
No, I was born here in the United States.
Oh, all right. So which of the following best describes you? Would you say heterosexual or also known as straight, gay or lesbian, or bisexual?
Straight.
Are you transgender?
No.
All right. Do you serve on active duty in the U.S. Armed Forces?
No.
Do you identify as a person with a disability?
No.
Do you belong to a North American Indigenous, Native, or Tribal group?
No.
All right. Do you receive or take part in any of the following government programs? And the programs are WIC, SNAP, Social Security Income, SSP, MassHealth/Medicaid, any other, or none of the above?
No, just Social Security. Get my Social Security.
All right. So were you ever formerly incarcerated?
No.
Last year, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? And you can just totally give me a ballpark, or I can read you some, like, kind of categories. So what would you like?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know what it could have been. Because last year I had my husband, this year I don't. So.
Oh, all right, so you would say that as of last year, you're not aware at all of what was your total family income from all sources before taxes?
No.
Oh, all right, no worries. Well, thank you so much for your time. This will conclude our survey. I just want to thank you so much for your time again. I truly appreciate it. And I hope you have a good day.
All right. Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Goodbye. Thank you.